My special guest emerged as a saxophonist in Cape Town, South Africa. Following his move to Australia, he completed a Bachelor of Music in Jazz Performance at the Sydney Conservatorium back in 2003, and he followed that up with a Master of Music degree. The Mark Ginsberg Band, a quartet, then was formed in 2008. Generations, it was called. The band's debut album was nominated for Best 2009 Jazz Album category in the AIR Awards, and his fruitful collaborations with Italian pianist Vittorio Metza resulted in international tours and an acclaimed album. His latest album, Oceans Together, is once again a collaboration, and this time South African pianist and composer Ryan Grogan. Mark Ginsberg, welcome back to Now's the Time.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank. It's good to be here.
Mark, like the oceans themselves, the music on this brand's new album, which we just heard, has evolved over time. Can you firstly tell us about the concept of this album and how it developed during the pandemic?
Ryan and I have worked together in a number of different ensembles over the years. The South African Project is one of them. Another one was Fabric. And we've always enjoyed each other's sort of compositional and playing company and have a good friendship. And when the pandemic hit, you know, we got in touch and said, you know, we couldn't go out. We were stuck in our homes, much like everybody else. And we said, well, let's try and do something musically. And that's how the seed was planted, if you like. And during that period, we became very clear, I guess, communicating over the internet and the telephone and doing things musically and asynchronously. You know, I'd wait for a file, I'd listen to it, I'd put something down, send it back to him. It was just made things very clear to us as what we wanted to achieve. We wanted music with space, music with warmth, being a difficult time in the world with the pandemic and all the crazy geopolitical things going on. We just felt we needed to do something special, and that sort of led us to writing some new material and then talking about the treatment of that material. And we chose to use hand percussion rather than a drum kit. I guess leave a lot of space in the music sonically and have it more delicate and fragile. You can hear every note by every instrument very clearly all the time.
You certainly can. What is it about this musical kinship you have with Ryan Grogan? What is it about his musical approach in particular that attracts you, Mark?
Well, he's got just such an interesting palette. I mean, he has a very strong classical background, but he's a very strong jazz player. So his kids have all kind of learnt, you know, been through the classical thing, piano and oboe and cello. And he's written and achieved, you know, won awards for classical music that he's written. But he's also a graduate of the Berklee School of Music, the jazz program, and of the University of Cape Town Music School, the jazz program. And so he's got a very broad palette, and he writes for movies, and he really seems to be able to build mood with his music, and that appeals to me a lot.
Yeah, well, part of what I call immersive in character, this idea that the music is drawing you in, and I guess partly that's the result of what you mentioned before with Fabian Hevier, you know, not using a full jazz drum kit, only really the hand drums. This was obviously a conscious decision. Was it something that was a collective decision, or how did it actually emerge that that's how you wanted Fabian Hevier to approach the percussion in this music?
Well, our first tune that we started working on, called The South, which is on that album, we sort of got to the point where we felt, okay, we need to add percussion to it. And I, having known Fabian for some time, he played the percussion on my Convergence album. I said to Ryan, let's see if we can send these tracks to Fabian and explain to him what we're trying to do and give him the freedom to put down what he wants to. And that was it. You know, two or three weeks later, we got back, you know, the tracks with Fabian's hand percussion, and we were convinced that this was something quite new and fresh, and it gave us the basis, if you like, that conscious decision to say, let's do more in this vein. We did realize that we had to do this live, and so thankfully the restrictions, you know, the COVID restrictions eventually relaxed, and we were able to work towards getting together rather than doing it asynchronously with technology.
I wanted to ask you, Mark, in particular about the piece from your pen that we just heard, Subterfuge. I couldn't describe what's happening on the internet any better than the title of that track, Subterfuge. How do you go about bringing those sort of thoughts and ideas out in a piece of music?
Well, you know, you might argue that in taking those concepts forward, that, you know, I was very angry, and yet I felt driven to write something very gentle and thoughtful to counter that anger and, you know, that helplessness. And so I just drew on what to me felt like something that would touch people and reach them and would stroke them rather than, you know, stimulate these feelings of anger.
I felt as though that you were approaching what I would almost call the definitive Mark Ginsberg album. How close do you believe this music is to the definitive Mark Ginsberg sound?
Well, I think the sound is me, and you know, it comes from the platform that Ryan and I have created together. This is a very strong collaboration. But I think I have lots of different voices, and I my Generations album was driven by exposure to Jewish liturgical music, and the Convergence album was another dimension, working with an Italian. But this one does feel very special to me. There's something about it that just settles me when I listen to it. People seem to like it a lot. The music's accessible. It's still challenging to play, even though it might sound simple. It's rather challenging, and we wanted it to be challenging for improvisers to enjoy. But it's just got a peacefulness, and at this time in my life, that's what I'm looking for.
And for this ensemble, you've chosen Brett Hurst on the bass. What does he bring to the bandstand? Why Brett Hurst on this particular occasion, and what does he lend to the sound you were going for?
Brett, I've known Brett for a long, long time, and I've always enjoyed the opportunity to play with him. And we did record with him back in 2004, I think, with Judy Campbell's Mosaic. And I've always warmed to his sound and his warmth and his character, which comes through in the music, but it's also very present in his interactions. And I never get the chance to play with him much because he's so busy. Everybody wants Brett. So when I approached him and explained what we were trying to do, and he said thumbs up, I felt very excited because he's somebody very special to work with. And in some ways, he has the sound of Charlie Hayden. That's what it sort of strikes in me, that warm, deep, resonating sound. And what a fantastic musician he is. Well, it's always exciting to play with these people. They're wonderful musicians. And you might ask, you know, what's happened to my regular quartet that I've been playing with over the last while? Well, they're all still there, and they're all wonderful people and musicians. But I felt a need to just branch out a little and expose myself to different conversations and keep myself fresh through, you know, working with different players. And so this is a period of exploring that, you know, rekindling old relationships, such as with Jared, and making new relationships with Nick Cecere, who's also a beautiful drummer. And that's how the cookie's rolling at the moment.
Mark Ginsberg, before we let you go, I want you to tell us, if you can, just a little bit about the track we're about to hear. It's called Gravity.
It's got some parallels with what I was mentioning earlier about the state of the world, but it's got another dimension, and that is that I've just realized that, you know, what goes up must come down, and so there's this constant, constant questioning and constant set of answers that keep on cycling round and round for me. And Gravity is written in 5/4. And if you listen to the rhythm, it's sort of this repetitive circle that just keeps on coming round. And it's almost like an earworm, you know, for me. That's what sort of drove it. I woke up in the morning, it was going round and round and round, and I sat down at the piano, and that's how it began. You know, something that's reaching out to an emotional plea to have things be better.
It certainly has an air of optimism about it, Mark. It's called Gravity. It's from the brand new album Oceans Together, which will be launched next year, as you've just heard. It's out on Earshift Music. Mark Ginsberg, all the very best, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks very much for having me. Always a pleasure.